Hey, everybody. Welcome to Beyond Influence. I am excited to be here. My name is Kwame Appiah. If you've never, ever heard of me before, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. And I'm here with Scott Sutton.
Awesome. Really excited to be here for the inaugural episode of Beyond Influence. Project long in the making and excited to get this thing started.
Yeah. I remember way, way, way back in the day. I say way, way, way back. I mean, a few months ago, but when this all kind of started and the ball started rolling and you reached out to me over LinkedIn and said, hey, I've got a crazy idea. Let's possibly start a podcast. How did that all, like, I still want a bit more detail into how this all came about.
Yeah, it's funny. I got a message and just, you know, we worked together in a previous life. And my buddy messaged me. He's like, hey, Kwame's trying to get back into the game, trying to do something. And you know, I was just, you know, I had just started at Later and was looking at innovative ways to kind of engage with our audience and unpack the creator journey and get people to understand how, you know, the influencer economy works and all of this. And with you coming on, I know that you've, you know, had some experiences recently that's put you out there and you're trying to navigate this also. And so I thought, you know, who better to get on and talk to creators and influencers about their journey. And kind of this idea just emerged and it was like, how can we really engage with our community of creators and influencers to tell their story, to educate the next generation about becoming creators, how to go out and make a living doing what they love to do. So, yeah. I'm excited. Those are stories worth telling.
Yeah, that is amazing. And, you know, for, once again, to, I guess, graze over the whoever might not know about me, my name is Kwame Appiah. I was very fortunate to be part of season 4. Of Love is Blind, the hit Netflix dating reality show. not at all due to the incredible cast and crew that puts it all together. But apart from that, I ended up using that as a segue, gained a bit of a platform and became a bit of a creator. And Scott, I guess I'd love to tell the people who you are.
Yeah, I'm Scott Sutton. I'm CEO of Later. We're a top social media management and influencer marketing company. I joined because I believe in the space. I believe in social media as the future of the way that we're going to engage and the way we're going to engage in commerce and allowing consumers to hear from people that they trust about products they love. And I'm a huge fan of social media. For you know, a long time, I've been watching YouTube videos and TikTok, and it's how I learn, honestly. Even as a CEO, I'm picking up things every day off of YouTube and I'm trying to get better at what I do. And so when the opportunity came up, you know, I was, how can I not jump in and learn more? So it's been a fun ride. It's 7 months in the making now, but still firmly believe that this is the best space to be, and it's the future.
It is. It's super awesome. I mean, it's funny thinking about back in the day when I remember one of the creators, my favorite consistent, a guy named King Bach, who I found him on Vine when I think I was in college, when Vine was a thing. And, you know, they had these little cliques and groups of creators who would just make a bunch of funny content for Vine. And, you know, you saw the following start growing 100 to 1,000, 10,000. And now I think he's, you know, close to 10 or 15 million, whatever the case may be. But you saw the evolution of social media right in front of you. It is incredible to see like people's lives changing from it, you know, and now it feels like everybody wants to be a creator to some degree. Even if you're not looking for a following, you're looking to share something. You're looking to pass on some knowledge. Like I love the way that social media is being utilized in a lot of ways lately. And it does seem like it's only going to be more and more interlaced in our lives.
Yeah, 100%. I think one of the biggest things for me was, you know, I never realized how many people out there had random talents or skills or abilities and the depth to which people think about certain topics. And, you know, seeing an incredible singer was like maybe a once in a lifetime thing. You go to a big concert, mm-hmm. you see someone. And now we've just had so much exposure to these talented people from random small towns in Kentucky who have no other platform. And now they're making videos in their bedroom And it's pretty incredible to see, you know, how creative and talented people are. And one thing that kind of struck a chord with me was I watched a podcast where Lex Fridman interviewed Mr. Beast and went through the level of thought and the amount that he analyzes and understands his audience and his engagement and thumbnail creation and video content and just the level of professionalism that exists in the market to create content on social media. It's gone from being this hobby or this interesting side hustle. And you have pioneers like Casey Neistat, who kind of started vlogging and then just created these monster followings and, you know, created this entire new lane for themselves. And, you know, as a student of the game, it's just been wild to try and see how are they doing this? How are they approaching building an audience, creating amazing content, and doing it oftentimes with very little actual, you know, support and equipment.
Yeah, it's the journey. The journey is such an interesting process. And I was blessed and graced with an audience, you know, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm trying to figure out the best way to consistently be a positive beacon, right, in that direction. You know, you don't want to gain an audience and then feed them negativity constantly. It's like, how can I be positive for my, you know, these people that follow me, you know? And it's incredible to see the journey of people who started and weren't granted an audience. I think that those are some of the most interesting people. And there's also the people who were given an audience who somehow, it almost feels like those audience members, like the people who follow them, the people who interact with them, the people who comment on their stuff, it almost feels like they've been there from the beginning. You know, I think one of my most rewarding conversations I've had with someone was there's a food influencer creator. His name's Jordan something. I forget his name, but he always does these food reviews and food tips in his bathroom. Right. It's his thing. He goes up to his mirror and he starts the video and he starts talking about whatever it is. And he'll tell you the secrets about McDonald's or I don't know, Chick-fil-A or something like that. And people really love his content. And I remember I started following him because I saw one funny video at like 100K. And then over the course of like 6 months, his following went like over the top. You know, he's at a few million now. And he just did a skit with Kevin Hart. And I commented on it and I was like, this is unbelievable. I remember following you from the beginning and like, here you are. And someone commented on my comment and said, it's really funny because I remember seeing you from the beginning and here you are, you know? So the growth through social media and audiences and people who follow you and want to know your story and what you're doing, it's so amazing, like growing the attachment to these people and what they do and what they provide for you on a daily basis. It's really cool story.
Yeah. I don't know if you feel the same way. I'm like constant cheerleader for, I'll find these creators. Someone I'm like, yeah, they're so talented. The world needs to know about this person.
Yeah.
There's like a Canadian rapper who, Connor Price, who just put out these tracks and he like collabs with these people around the world. I remember jumping on when he had less than 100,000 followers. And I was like, yep, this guy is going to hit big. And now he's doing all these collabs, millions of followers, billions of views on Spotify.
Yep.
My kids listen to his tracks. Like it's been fun to watch him come up and, you know, you want to fight for these people. You're like, these people deserve the credit. They're talented. They're hungry. They're clearly putting in the work. But it's awesome to see. I'm a total champion for some of these creators for sure.
Yeah, I remember. And I was so down and now I'm up. I actually just heard that song for the first time. It was like 2 days ago, right? And that shows he's everywhere because we've never talked about Connor Price before, you know. But I found him a while back when. So back in the day, I used to try to make music. I wasn't great at it, but one thing that I did always love was seeing how people's creative visions, like, just manifest into music. You know, because you think like people think in different rhythms and patterns, right? If you draw, you could see something on a wall and be like, oh my gosh, that's a painting. Or you could see something on that wall. And if you're a musician, you're like, oh, that's a specific chord. You know, so I loved the way he brought his concept to life. Like he would spin a globe, pick somewhere on the earth and he'd be like, all right, what are we going to create with this person in this country with this kind of vibe? And it's so dope to see it all coming together. And I love that you have access to that all around the world at any point in time. I love scrolling through my feed because I follow so many creative minded people, there's always suggestions mm-hmm. of new people. And it's just like, I'll see something and I'm like, how have I never heard of this person? They are unbelievable. You know? And so, yeah, I think it's incredible having access to all of it. And now seeing people leverage that and turn that into a living, you know, I see people who are in countries that maybe are underdeveloped, right? And now they have access to an audience that can in some way support them. And they never had to leave. There was the old story of like, I've never left this town. You know, I was born here. I'm going to live through here and die here. But now people have access to a life and a greater purpose while still being right where they always wanted to be.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. It's awesome. It's so funny. The community too, like when you start to see the collabs and like the crossover videos, there's a channel that I follow and I don't, it was one of those things just recommended, but it's like 20 kids at a school in Africa and they're like dancing to a whole variety of songs. And I'm like, they just kill it every single time. And the kid is like so likable and the energy they bring, but like in what other world are you going to get a weekly video from these like kids in Africa at this, you know, school being able to produce content that's viewed by millions of people across the world. And like to your point, I think it's an amazing platform to get positivity out there, spread your talent, spread whatever message you have. And there's good and bad with that. But, you know, I think generally the message, you know, is pretty positive and what creators are trying to put out into the world. So no, I'm super supportive of that.
Yeah. And I mean, once again, I will never understate or not say enough, like, you know, how lucky and blessed I am to have access to a connection of people out in the world who pay attention to the things that I put out. And, you know, I try to be a bit more consistent with my posting. You know, I post once in a while, every now and then. My wife is amazing at posting. She's really, really great. Like, she's always pushing out positive messages. Good morning. How are you feeling? This is how I am. This is, you know, this is the tough things that happened to me today. This is how it helped me kind of, you know, do this or do that. She's really great at that. And it has been interesting seeing the kinds of creators that brands want to work with. You know, if we were to, I guess, pivot to a slightly more business side of this, because when you think about all the effort that people are putting in, it's about sharing talent, and that is amazing. But if you can share your talent and make a living out of it, it used to be something where you were in the 1% of the world, you know, but now people can share their talent and make a living, and you don't have to be even in the top 10 or top 20%, right? And you can actually gain something from it. You can help support your family, you know, you can feed, you can, you know, or you can start from nothing and create this dynasty, you know, and all of that's coming from social media right in the palm of your hand, you know. And so I'm blessed to have access to some opportunities. And the great thing about us getting to have a bit more conversation here and there is I want to know about the creators that we speak to and what opportunities they're getting and what opportunities they're willing to share with the world. Like, hey, this is how you can do this too. Because everyone nowadays has the ability to have a platform. Well, I guess everyone has a platform. They have the ability to grow that platform.
I think it's awesome too, like just to see a window into someone's life and into their experience. And as they're kind of sharing their story, like a lot of people follow you for a lot of different reasons, but I think what makes people stay is, you know, they see the relationship you have. They see the fun that you're having. Like, you know, you shot me pictures of you guys skiing this weekend, doing a brand deal. And like, it's fun. You guys are having a great time doing what you do, you know, being authentic and, you know, being who you are, but also having this way to showcase brands that you love. And I think that's a really cool window into the real lives. And with social media, it's the balance of entertainment, but connection and this authenticity and seeing, you know, what is Kwame's real life like after the show? And like, how does that relationship continue and manifest it? And I think, you know, honestly, like when I look at your channel and what you're posting, you know, to me, it's a continuation of a story that people bought into and they want to fight for you guys and see you be successful. And it's cool that they've continued to support you. And I think that's the positive side. And there's always going to be the haters that try and bring you down. and, you know, and come and post. But I think for the most part, you know, people genuinely want other success. And it's when we can, you know, mix brand deals and social media posts and entertainment in real life and get to continually see these stories. It's cool to see. It's fun.
Yeah. The growth of it is really amazing. I mean, working hard to understand what it really means to like create beyond just the content that you are putting out, you know, it definitely plays a part into how you cater to your audience and how you grow an audience. You know, when I started out and was put into this direct light, you know, for everyone to see, it really came with just putting in things that I used to just consistently do, you know? And I think as someone who wasn't bred as a content creator, that comes with a bit of, I guess, like a realization that maybe the things that you are constantly putting out or the things that you have been putting out may not necessarily, you know, for the people who got the overnight or were given that audience, it may not always exactly cater to the audience that you have, you know? And so how can you be true to yourself, but also make sure that you interact and engage with the people who follow you and want to know more about your life? And I think it's funny that you bring up, you know, the growth of any creator, right? When I look at my following count, I almost lose just about as many as I gain per day. You know, it was a really funny like metric to actually take a look at that, because when it comes to me and partnering with brands, they're curious about your audience and not just your audience. And I will say for the companies that are out there that care about your follower count, they're doing it the wrong way, right? Your engagement is really what matters, right? And so as we're looking at my engagement, we're looking at what kind of followers I'm getting in every day and what kind of followers I'm losing every day. And so if you are someone who has a platform, sometimes it can feel like consistently trying to grasp onto something and just pushing out content for content's sake. But when you look at these creators who create and put something new out every day, it is because people want to stay updated. You know, when people take out their phone, they want some content to digest. They want something to read or something to learn or something to laugh at, you know? And so if you are that person that provides that for them, it feels interesting having to consistently put something out. But in actuality, like, that is the way that we consume media nowadays. And that's what we have to do to stay in alignment with our audience. It's a constant tug of war that is really interesting. And so, yeah, being put into this light has definitely put an interesting view on how social media is viewed, how consistent and how constant you have to be, who's watching, you know, who wants to be attentive, who doesn't, things like that. So, yeah, it's a really cool scope on things. And to kind of just touch a little bit on what, you know, being a creator is, because I know this is going to be a bulk of the conversations we talk about, you know, and the conversations that we have with the creators who are on, is how does this, you know, work into their day to day? You know, how does it then get leveraged to something that helps them, you know, provide for themselves or the people in their lives? And so one big thing that I've learned from being a creator, or probably the most important thing that I've learned from being a creator, is that being relevant or staying relevant is probably the best currency in the creator world, right? And so you have to make sure that you are putting things out. You have to make sure that people are seeing and digesting that and that they like what's being put out, you know? And as long as you can stay true to yourself along that path, you are doing better than most creators, you know? So yeah, it's an interesting perspective, honestly.
I love one of my favorite videos, and you know, I've seen it from a lot of different creators, is like the "we quit our jobs, we're going full time" video. Mm-hmm. And it's such an interesting moment because you get this view into the world of the creator, and there's a vulnerability that they're putting out there, and you know, they're taking this leap. And as a member of the audience, it's, you know, this person's investing in me and my viewership and the engagement. And it's just really interesting to watch as people kind of go through the revolution of how do you manage your normal life? How do you post content while you're working a job or raising a family? If those things don't intersect or not, like you're not posting about your job or posting about your kids. But yeah, and then like, how do they make that decision of going all in? And, you know, there's a lot of fear. I think it's like a lot of founders. They're basically founding their company, you know, which is only them you know, for the most part. Yeah. And, you know, it's super fun to watch people make that journey. Like Talia Scott and Roger Scott followed them, and they're just hysterical. And it's fun to watch them. Like, I've seen them move, and I've seen them, you know, go on vacations, and then they went all in on creating, you know, this company around what they're doing. They do brand partnerships, they're buying new cars. And it's like, you feel like you're on this journey of life, watching mm-hmm. their relationship develop, watching the key milestones. But like, to your point, they're being themselves, and you kind of feel like you're engaging with your fun, entertaining friend, and you'd want to spend more time with them. So every piece of content is like getting to hang out with that friend or getting to experience that super funny friend you have. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. I think it's an interesting dynamic how you as a viewer, you develop a relationship with these people and you feel like you're a part of their life as it goes through. And I think as a content creator, you know, being vulnerable and sharing your life and your journey is one of the most crazy experiences, because you're literally putting on display to the entire world your life. And, you know, I know for you, you know, you started your journey, you know, by having this highly vulnerable moment and putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess, you know, how does that, you know, for you and Chelsea, and, you know, you guys were kind of born in this high pressure moment, this high pressure, high viewership scenario. Do you feel like it's changed now that it's kind of transitioned to social media? Has it gotten different?
You know, I got to be honest, getting settled into this life the way that it was given is probably one of the hardest things that's ever happened to me, especially due to the scenario that we were put in to be put into this life. When you go on a reality show, a lot of people develop opinions, right? The interesting thing about watching reality TV is a lot of people don't see it as just people who are just like them. They see them as characters. Right. And then obviously it goes through that wave of like, oh, they're a character, they're a human being. And so when you're thrown into this life and social media is available, a lot of people start to come out and give their opinions or thoughts. You know, whenever a new TV show comes out, people always go to it and always look for, the first thing people look for on a reality TV show is, who is the villain? All right. They're like, there has to be a villain, you know, when in actuality, like, these are just human beings. They're living a version or a part of their story. No one has to be a villain. It's just you digesting what we're living. And so I remember when I first got exposed to this life, and people were looking for a villain in a dating show. And as someone who was working through a lot of things and maybe having difficulty processing everything, because it is an extremely difficult process that I don't feel like people who go through Love is Blind get enough credit for. You know, that instability or that insecurity or that doubt became, people saw that as villainous traits, right? And so a lot of people came at me in that light, right? So all over social media, it was really difficult to deal with that. You know, you're exposed to all these people at the same time. They all have these views and definitions and thoughts of who they think you are. They don't know you that well. They're taking a clip of what they are seeing within another clip that was, you know, and so people are seeing a tiny incremental portion of everything that is going on, and they're creating their own truth from it, you know, their own thoughts, their own verdicts. And with social media and virality, if a show is out and it's popular, people are going to be talking about it. And when they're talking about it, other people are then digesting their content. So the funny thing about being a reality TV social media personality is that other social media personalities basically grow their social media following off of you. And so, yeah, that was a really tough time where I had a lot of people coming at me for I think about a week. If you went on to TikTok and you Googled, or I say Googled, when you go to TikTok and you TikTok search Kwame, there was just a lot of content out there, you know? And so, yeah, being thrown into this life was really, really difficult. And it, at times it felt like too much to digest at once. There was about a weekend, you know, at least 2 to 3 days where I like didn't want to leave the house. You know, I was like, I don't want anybody to see me. You know, I don't want, and, you know, in terms of being online, I just couldn't look at my phone sometimes. So that was a really difficult part of being thrust into the life that we live now. But I think just like with anything else in life, it takes time, you know, and we are fortunate, you know, to be a year into it now, into being out in the public eye and people actually starting to realize who we are, you know, and having more exposure to our personalities and realizing that we are actual human beings. It's really funny. We were just on a ski trip this weekend and a lady comes up to us and is like, oh my gosh, it's great to see y'all. So like, this is actually real. I never knew that. Like, you know, yeah, it's people really still see us as characters in many lights, you know, but the reality of it is like, we are real people and we're going through these real things. And when we are thrust into this environment, that's so fast paced and there's so much virality and information access is everywhere and people are digesting this information just as fast as they are throwing it back at you. You have millions of people digesting this info, but you are the only person who is taking it back. And so it can be a lot. But after a year, it's definitely cooled down. People are nicer in all respects, you know, because no matter, you know, what character or whatever you are portrayed as within the show, people will have opinions and those opinions they want to say to you. And once it dies down and you're not as much in the light, whether it's good or bad opinions, they don't say the opinions as much. They just introduce themselves and talk about the reality of seeing you in person. And so it's definitely at a good level now. We were out in Canada. We got recognized maybe 20 to 25 times over the course of 3 days, 3 or 4 days, which is less than usual. So it was nice.
It's crazy how, I mean, just putting yourself out there in general in life, you know, you're going to expose yourself to more risk, more criticism. And I think one of the interesting things I think about is as a creator, you're constantly looking for feedback on what works, what do people want? And it's this weird thing is you need that feedback to create great content, to know what partners to work with, to how to grow your audience. And it's also where all the hate lives and where all the negative comments live. And so there's this weird relationship you have where, you know, it's a lot of life is that way. Like you have, in order to improve, you have to look at the kind of ugly with the good and unpack what's not working and what's working. And, I think at the end of the day, what I've found, you know, a lot of folks is you have to be pretty centered in who you want to be and how you want to operate. Focus on how you can, you know, uplift those who are really wanting to engage and be a champion for your success and, you know, try and brush off. But that's a lot easier said than done in all aspects of life, whether you're a creator, a business person, an athlete. There's always going to be people who are for you and against you and pretty vocal in both directions. And the more that you're out there in the spotlight, you know, the more people can pile on. And I don't think there's anyone who's just got 100% love out there. And if you're that person, good on you. But you know, no matter who you are and how much good you're doing, there's always going to be a hater out there. But yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see kind of your evolution, your journey going from meeting you prior to all of this. And I think the thing for me is, you know, I know you, your character and what you bring and the energy that you bring to people around you. And what I'm happiest about is that hasn't changed. And this has given you a bigger platform to go tell that story. And despite whatever narratives, you know, folks try to weave or whatever edit you get in the show, I think in time, the consistency of showing up as who you are and the message that you bring and the positivity and, you know, how you affect people's lives, that's what matters. And that's what I'm excited to hear about from the creators we talk to is who the reality of the individuals are, what they're trying to go do. And I think for the most part, folks' intentions are to, you know, it's to uplift and entertain and make people laugh and give people inspiration. And even if they create more controversial content, they want to start a discussion. They want to challenge you to get out of your comfort zone and learn something new and challenge a point of view that you have. So I'm really excited to have those conversations. It's going to be a roller coaster for sure. But yeah, I'm glad everyone's along for the ride and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, 100%. And that's basically what Beyond Influence is. So thank you all for joining us so much. We're excited for all that's to come. And I guess we'll see y'all next week.
See you on the next one.